On this episode, Patrick and I discuss our sober road trip to Texas. Well, I was sober. Enjoy.
This is Patrick Kling.
And this is Adam Rotella.
Adam Rotella, it is a beautifully rainy thunderstorm day in Orlando, Florida. Perfect day to record a podcast.
Sounds great, my man. Rain out there. I keep an eye on your guys' weather because I'm always thinking there one day.
Say that again. You cut out a bit, Adam.
Oh, no problem. It doesn't matter. Let's stop talking about the weather.
The weather. Adam, I want to talk about something that happened. Oh, man, this is great. During your sober adventures, our dear.
I don't know how adventurous I was when I was sober, but sure. What's the topic?
Oh, man. So during our sober adventures, Brandon Kling, the three of us went on a road trip to Texas.
Oh, God. Yes, we did.
I got to be honest with you. I have a couple of flashpoint moments about this trip. I don't know the who, the where, the why, or the what's it's all about, but I remember a lot of fun things about this trip.
So, yeah, man.
You were the sober one, great. So you got to explain what was going on.
I was the sober one, and Brandon was the sober one. This is about the time that I think Brandon and I have been we're going to AA together for the last for probably a month. So we had a good like month to 2 months of sobriety under our belt.
Sure.
And I'm not sure how the idea came up. I think that you actually had some free rooms available to you through Harris, because this was also during a time when you were gambling quite a bit. And it just worked out that you were going somewhere, and you said you want to just come with us, and we'll drive until we don't want to drive anymore. And, you know, it doesn't take much to get me in a car for a road trip. And, you know, I was up for the challenge at that time of doing something sober with other people, and especially having Brandon with me, it made being sober a little bit easier. But about halfway through the trip, I completely hated it, and I wanted to drink immediately.
What was your perception of myself and Brandon at that time? So I had dragged you basically kicking and screaming to the AA meeting.
Not kicking and screaming. Not at all, my friend. That's such bullshit right there.
I had driven you to a few AA meetings at the Rock Bottom Cabin.
Yeah.
And Brandon's gone with you a few times. So what was your perception of the Brandon and Patrick at that point?
Well, I think that my perception of you at the time was, hey, this is a really nice guy. He's really fun. He's very loud. I don't know him too much, but he's definitely a guy that, you know, he had my best interests at heart. He's helping me do something that I've wanted to do for a couple of years now. And just the fact that you took time out of your busy schedule to go to something what the hell are you doing? Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, Adam. I'm
what the sorry. Fuck's going on here?
I'm sorry.
Are you like burying a body? No.
There's no mute button I'm missing. I'm sorry, Adam. I'm
Jesus.
We're gonna talk about a sober trip. I had to pour myself another drink, so
God. Okay. All right. This is why people tune in, my friends. But to continue, if you're going to drink, then I might have a little smoke. What I thought about Patrick is, you know, exactly what I was just saying. And then finally, you know, like you took time out of your day to, which you didn't have to do at all. And I thought that was, you know, really nice, and it really struck a chord with me, and you know that's obviously why we're still talking today. And what I thought of Brandon was a very quiet but smart gentleman, extremely smart. He seemed a lot in his head, which I am and was too. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in Brandon's head, which is, if you can actually get him to open up and talk to you, he's a very interesting character.
He's I think he's like on a next level. But he's
oh yeah, he gets it.
Like beyond brilliant, in so many on different like emotional ways. All right, what are you doing over there?
Who?
What's going on over there? Vegas.
It's legal here. All is well.
All right. Where were we? Yeah, he's like brilliant in a lot of different ways. Like emotionally in touch with humans, in touch with everyone's feelings. Okay, great. So I say.
Well, you know, let's 1 second. Like when Brandon and I were hanging out on a consistent basis, it was a lot of sobriety talk, a lot of philosophy talk, a lot of religious talk, and you know, to be able to connect someone with someone on that level, because I think both of us were kind of on a journey, both mentally, physically, and religiously at the time, and so to be able to talk to someone like that. Was great because I think he had like a couple years of sobriety under his belt when I came on. So to have somebody like that to couple up with and be accountability buddies with was excellent. He probably like has a huge thing in saving my life as well.
Absolutely. So what's interesting is so you say religion. So AA is notorious for higher power, all that kind of stuff. Where were you at that time?
You know, I was at the same place where I am now. You know, I was reading a lot of Eastern philosophy at the time. So like the Bhagavad Gita, Buddhism, stuff like that. And, you know, when it comes to believing in a higher power, it's just the same as Freemasons. You don't have to believe in a God. You don't have to believe in a certain religion. You just have to believe in something greater than yourself. And yeah, I'm for it. Whatever helps people, dude. If it helps, it helps.
Whatever works. Okay, so yeah. we trek out, and what's our first stop? Did we stop in Sedona?
I believe we went to Sedona. That was the first time that I ever met that I ever met your dads. We got to stay in one of the beautiful houses that you guys have there, and the rocks. Oh my God, dude. I mean, the first thing I thought of when I saw those rocks and that patio was, man, I want a six pack of beer right now. I just want to chill out on this deck and talk to these guys and hang out in the jacuzzi and get fucked up. But that's not what we did.
Yeah.
That's not what we did.
They've condensed down to one house. But what's funny Sedona, it's not boring. It's just like you just kind of chill, and it is kind of like a, hey, let's chill, talk about life, liberty, and have a couple of cold ones.
You know, yeah, it's definitely a whole different culture, and you know, the those vortexes out there. There's a very high rate of UFO activity out there, which your dad loves to talk about.
He's all in.
I love it. I absolutely loved it. And then I also got to go on to an AA meeting out there too, which is something that we did the whole way to Texas. Brandon and I would go to AA every day on our travels as well. But the one thing that I really remember about that trip is we went to go meet this guy Ray, who's a psychic out there, and this freaking blew my mind. This guy, I didn't say anything. You know how most psychics will like try to pry you for information and stuff like that, or palm readers, they're asking you a bunch of questions. This dude just asked for my birthday, had me cut a deck of tarot cards, and he just went, and I didn't talk for the rest of the time. And everything that dude talked about came true within the next 4 months of my life. And man, is that guy still alive? Because I want to go talk to him again.
Would you be able to share what he said?
You know, man, he actually recorded it, and I don't have that tape. It was a lot about jobs, a lot about opportunities, a lot about changing my entire life around, finding someone and to be my girlfriend. I mean, the guy was spot on about everything. Wow. And that's one of the things that I think about probably once a month. And dude, if the next time you're in Sedona, let me know, because I would love to go out there and meet Ray and maybe even record what he says for this podcast.
I mean, his name is Cosmic Ray, if you're ever in Sedona. And yeah, I go out there quite frequently, so I'll make sure to let you know when I go out there.
Well, Patrick, here's the thing. The fact that I remember the guy's name, dude, I don't remember anything.
That's true. What was your perception of my parents? Oh, and by the way, my dad and Lewis, we talked about before, they're in AA too. So my dad's been sober from alcohol for coming up on 19 or 20 years, something like that. So Lewis too.
Well, they were just so nice and so welcoming. It was really mind blowing. You know, I mean, because like what I come from a family that eventually we'll talk about once I get a little bit more comfortable on here, that is nothing like that at all. And I constantly get nervous, and I hate family situations. Like, I know that everyone that I talk to out in the world has a family, but if I'm in that room with family members, I get so nervous. I hate family situations. Yeah. But no, they were super nice, super welcoming. They took us to this little alien diner because I was all into aliens. Your dad talked to me about spacemen and spacecraft and I don't know, what is it, space children, space child. I don't know what
star
he calls
child,
himself.
I think, or something.
Like star child, there it is. He talked to me about that for like hours while we're just hanging out in the pool looking at the stars. And what's great about Sedona is that it's such a small city or town, I guess you would say. There's nothing else around it, so there's not a lot of light pollution. Dude, you can see everything. It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's stunning. You can see the galaxy. Google Sedona. It's beautiful. Very old, but like if you like hiking and rocks and shit, it's great.
Yeah.
So I've spent a lot of time there. I've been there probably 30, 40 times at this point in my life just because of my parents living there. So what's our next stop? Do we head towards Yuma, Arizona? Or Tucson?
We went towards Arizona because you had a free stay at one of the Harrah's casinos out there, just in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Okay.
But what we did the night before is we stayed the night at one of your buddy's house, and his girlfriend didn't know that we were going to stay. So we wake up, or I wake up before everyone, and then this chick is just like in the room, like, what are these guys doing? Like she's whispering, but she's yelling, whispering. Like, I'm sure we've all had conversations with our significant other. What are these people doing here? God, just this fucking sleeping on the floor. And so I'm hearing this, and then I'm like, dude, Patrick, let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting situation. And
I think they've got married and they are now divorced.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the guy. and then that's when we went over to, and I think we went out that night. Oh yeah, we went to a piano bar in Phoenix, I think.
It was a Phoenix, but there's a specific town. It's like the college town, Tempe.
And then I don't know if there's anyone out there that has ever gone to a piano bar sober before. It is a horrible time.
Yeah.
It is just like the worst. I think this was really my first excursion out into the world being sober, and I gotta say, man, I didn't enjoy myself that trip on too many of those excursions.
Yeah. Well, and I will just say to my credit, I don't think I was getting like completely trashed. I think I had maybe like a beer.
No, it wasn't the fact that I was with someone who was drinking. I mean, I could have cared less what you were doing at that time. It's just that it just didn't make sense for me at the time. It's like, man, I love piano bars. Man, I don't like this right now.
Yeah. You like to be, there's a mixture that you like to do. It's kind of like, you know, going to a nightclub and all these things that have like alcohol involved with this, it can be a little bit of a challenge. It's just a different mind frame.
Well, you know, it was also the fact that we took this road trip that I think I stayed sober for as long as I did also, because my brain kept going back to, you know, you went on that like week and a half trip with the guys. You can easily just keep doing this. It's just today. It's just today.
Do you remember our AA meeting in Tucson? I remember this quite vividly, because I was a visitor at a couple of these AA meetings, and I believe at one point you said something to the effect of, like, I don't intend to drink now, but I'm not saying I'm not going to drink for the rest of my life.
Sure, yeah.
Does that sound – and then one of the guys, like, that scares the hell out of me. Like, yep. You're going to come back in a body bag.
Yep, yeah. I sure remember that. I thought that was a little over the top.
Yeah, that – and, like, that AA – and most of my AA experience, like, there's some crusty people in there who, I mean, who have all the, like, they have, it's a culture of their own.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much like a secret society. It really, really is.
Yes. Yes, it is. And we'll have to have a whole discussion about that, but I just remember that. And we're just like in bumfuck nowhere, Tucson. And like, what the fuck are we doing here? Let's get out of here. Let's get to Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even remember what happened from there until Texas. I'm not sure where we stopped, if we stopped.
Yeah. I think that our guiding light was Daily Plaza.
Yeah. You mentioned that there was an amusement park in Texas that you like to go to. It was in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And then my response to that was, well, if we're already going to go to Texas, can we also go to Dealey Plaza in Dallas where JFK was shot? And then then we finally had a destination.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But you want to talk about Dealey Plaza?
Let's jump to it. Yeah, because so Dealey Plaza, this was quite a – we had a lot of discussions on the way there about conspiracies. I believe I had watched JFK at this point. I was on board. And it was like you were going to Mecca for you.
Oh man,
conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, this is the time where I was reaching my biggest point of being a conspiracy theorist fan, and it was like going to Mecca and Disneyland all at this. If Mecca gave out Disney ears, that's what it would be like. Just a phenomenal experience. I got to see We stood on the X where John F. Kennedy got shot. And, you know, I don't think that, you know, what do you do when you're taking a picture standing on the X? Do you give a thumbs up? Do you look solemn? You know, are you supposed to be like sad? I think Brandon gave one with a big thumbs up.
So I want to tell you a story. For the past, whatever, 10 years or 8 years, every single time I pull my phone on and I go to my photos, for whatever reason, the 10 photos we took at Dealey Plaza is there. I'm going to send it to you right now, and you can see exactly how you looked, exactly your getup. Brandon threw out –
sure.
He threw out peace sign. Oh, my God. He was looking pretty good at this time. Oh, man. Okay, all right. It's coming through. Let me know when you get them because we got to talk about each picture. We'll have to put it on the Instagram.
We can do that.
Brian's wearing. Okay, are you ready for Brandon? Damn, he was looking really thin. Jesus, Brandon. Let me know when you get.
I don't have them yet.
Okay.
I don't have them yet. I'm not sure if I will get them with me being on anchor, but I'm not sure. We've never tried this before.
No problem. So, just so everybody knows, like you just said, in the middle of the road, there is like a little X. Just so people know where that shit went down. And
all right, here we go. Here we go.
Give everybody a lesson about what happened at Dealey Plaza that day.
So of course, in Dealey Plaza that day, John F. Kennedy was, you know, riding around in his convertible, which doesn't happen anymore because of this. Duh. Mm-hmm. He's sitting in the back seat, and for some reason, instead of continuing to go straight on the main road that they were on, they made a left turn, which slowed the car all the way down to 7 miles an hour. So while the car is slowing down, there's a shot that rings out in Dealey Plaza, and Kennedy clutches his throat. You can all see this from the Zapruder film that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the first shot, he clutches his throat. The second shot happens, and nothing happens. He's looking around. The third shot happens and his head blows off.
Yeah.
And it's probably one of the most disgusting things that you can ever see.
Yes.
But it's also shot in the 70s, so you can't really tell, you know, what it looks like. because it's on like old film. And then so people think that he got shot from the sixth floor of the book depository, which is where Oswald was sitting, supposedly. But there's such a better shot behind the grassy knoll behind the fence, which is one of the pictures on here that I'm standing at.
So so here's what we got. We're going to have to post these on Instagram, on our little Instagram. Okay, what's our Instagram? Our Instagram is, what is it? It's
What I Would Tell.
What I Would Tell. You can look at our Instagram. We're just getting that started. By the time this post, we'll have to get it going. We have Brandon Kling, who's wearing a I'm a Fun Guy shirt. This was
He's standing above the X. Photos. He looks great. He looks very handsome.
Great. July 18th, 2010, 8 years ago. He runs out to this. And this just so everybody knows, this is a street that cars drive on. It is not closed off. So periodically, people will just run out there for photos. He runs. Brandon Kling, guns blazing, runs out there. He throws up the devil's rock and roll sign.
Very respectful of the dead.
I think, and then you're out there throwing. You're on the street. This is probably not your best look at him. I'm looking at this photo.
You know, I'm looking at the one of me behind the fence right now.
Yeah,
and
the grassy knoll.
This is at a time that every day I wore something American flag in it. Yeah, my hat's an American flag. I'm wearing a purple V-neck that apparently I'm looking at other things that I definitely cut myself.
Yeah,
I'm wearing some board shorts. Jesus, what a fucking loser this guy is. My wrist is covered in, I don't know, some kind of
beads
or something. For some reason, I'm also looking at my fingernails.
Yeah.
My middle finger and my pinky finger is colored.
You look a lot better now than you do back then. I will tell you.
Thanks, Patrick. I also have longer hair. Yeah, dude. That's this was the I don't give a shit look.
Yeah.
What a loser.
We go
no mustache though. Also, no mustache.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, you kind of have like a half chub mustache, kind of.
Yeah.
Like you haven't shaved, but the book depository is behind you. So, oh man. All right. I'm pulling up. So this was our Mecca. So there's a couple things I want to talk about. Did I drag? Because there's a Six Flags in Dallas. Did I drag you to that Six Flags over Texas?
You know what? Yeah, I went to that. You know, you and Brandon are big theme park people. The only thing that I remember from that day is I was walking by a game and some guy's like, "Hey, cool shades, come play this game."
Dude, oh man. I love that. And then we called you Cool Shades.
Yeah. Hey, Cool Shades. Come here. Yeah. All right.
Oh, man. Oh, that was so fucking funny, dude. All right. I have a photo of this guy who called out to you. I don't know why these photos stayed on my phone, but they're there. Okay. So there's another story about this I want to talk about. Because we were in San Antonio, right? We went to Fiesta, Texas. We wanted to start a t-shirt company. Do you remember talking about this t-shirt company?
I bet you anything I still have all the t-shirt designs written down in my room in my giant pile of notebooks, which we need to talk about because I think that I can make that into like some kind of like Saturday flashback or something where we can just read one of those and talk about the kind of space and headspace that I was in at the time.
Love it.
But I bet that they're in there somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. It was Texas Babe's Beer No Bull.
Babe's Beer and Barbecue.
Babe's Beer.
Babe's Beer and Barbecue. Come to Texas.
Yeah. That was, we were in line for one of the coasters. There's another funny memory I have of this trip where I just thought it was so funny. San Antonio has a Riverwalk area, and there's all sorts of different kind of bars, restaurants, and there's Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah.
Adam, what's your relationship with Dick's Last Resort? I will let you say what you think about it.
You know, I enjoy it. I wish that, you know, I don't mind getting quote unquote bad service when it's supposed to be bad service. Mm-hmm. I can go with the attitude. I would rather, like, the attitude is fine, but I'd like my food and someone to talk to me quickly.
Right. So the premise of Dick's Last Resort is it's kind of like bad for the sake of bad. Where they're, look, you're probably going to get your food on time and they're going to take your order, but they're going to be like catty to you. And like, if you ask a couple questions about the menu, they're going to say, all right, I'll come back with you ready. Or they'll cut you off, or they'll kind of badger you. And the one, and it fits in different places. In San Diego, like on their gas lamp district, it works perfectly. Mm-hmm. They have Vegas. One in Vegas that works well. They built one in Orlando, but they tried to make it family friendly and they just shut down. It didn't work.
Yeah, like, that's bad.
You gotta be calling people assholes. It's not like that's their whole thing, is to just treat you like you're a complete a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in the Dick's Last Resort at San Antonio. I think I had just gone to the Comic-Con or something and thought it was hilarious. And I said, we got to go to this place. And I don't know if you were on board with the concept yet, but the house band, about 25 minutes into listening to the house band, I realized that they had been playing the same song over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It was like, everybody Wang Chung tonight. they literally were playing it live and they were doing it over and over and over and over. And I thought that was once I realized it, I was like, this is like performance art on a whole other level.
That's extremely funny. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, they've been playing the same song. Like, and you're like, I think Brian was like, no. And I'm like, no, they're going to play it again. Just watch. And they did. And I thought that was hilarious. So any other fun moments from that trip that you remember? Any AA meetings I got out of hand? Any other stops we made?
Well, it's just, you know, I'm not sure how many states we drove through to get to Texas. I mean, I'm not a geography major here or anything.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the map right now.
It would have been, I could do it. California, Arizona, then to New Mexico, then you go to Texas.
Yeah. I wish we would have stopped in Roswell on the way home. That would have. I think we drove past Waco just to continue our conspiracy theory. Trip.
Yeah.
But we didn't go to Roswell because I think we wanted to go back to Sedona. You know, there's people are different everywhere.
Yeah.
And, being a guy that grew up in California my whole life, a guy that, you know, was going up to Hollywood like every weekend at that time, there's not a lot to do in the United States. There's not a lot to do. No wonder people love meth. I mean,
yeah, geez.
There's, but driving is beautiful, man. Like, one of the things that I talk about for my wrestling podcast is that's what one of the major things that attracts me to wrestling is being able to drive and see things. It doesn't matter if there's, you know, quote unquote, nothing to see there. I want to see it because I want to see as much as I can before I die, obviously.
Yeah.
So not too much. I mean, the AA meetings are going to be the same everywhere you go, man. It's the same stories. It really is the same stories over and over and over again. But nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think we had a good point to ask that question. Adam, what would you tell your 22-year-old self about road tripping to Vegas? Texas? I'll tell you something, road trips to Vegas.
I would say we should do it again, and we should do it now that we're drinking again as well, or we're responsibly drinking again.
Hey, I'll say over the next 3 weeks, you tell me where to meet you. We can do the southern trip. Do a southern. Meet me in Orlando. We drive up, or meet me in fucking Atlanta. Let's do it. I'm down. So let me know when you're ready to do that.
Absolutely. You know what? Let me see what I can do, because I'm definitely down for meeting you at a random place. And with my schedule, I might be able to figure that out somehow. Yeah. I think that we should just find the cheapest flight to anywhere and do that.
That'd be great. I was looking at Roswell.
That would be a great podcast.
I was looking at Roswell. There's nothing around Roswell.
Yeah, there's not. Well, that's why the aliens landed there, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's where that is. All right, and then for me, I would say that I would tell my 22-year-old self that, you know, people are going to come at you with interesting opportunities. They're going to say, hey, come on a trip with me, or hey, do this. And so much of my life I don't remember, but I remember this trip. And you're going to remember these experiences. So life is a collection of experiences. I would say avoid spending your money on random bullshit that you don't need, like extra TVs in the bedroom, and spend money on experiences, because those really implant on your brain. I remember that trip quite fondly. It was an interesting time, and
yeah, me too.
I remember various moments. I mean, I think we stopped like a train museum or some bullshit. I don't know. It was just great.
I have no idea other than what we talked about, but I know that it was great. And the fact that we can still laugh about a dude calling me Cool Shades from 8 years ago and we still remember it is nuts to me.
Yeah. All right, Adam, where can they find you?
Best place to find me is always on YouTube. Just look up my name, Adam Rotella, R-O-T-E-L-L-A. I'm also very active on Twitter. What about you, Patrick?
I'm most active on Instagram, I-P-A-T-S-K. That's my handle. That's where I'm posting about my business. Thanks to all the listener out there. And we'll have a good day.
Bye, everybody. Bye.